who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please, please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's Geico. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you could speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of Geico for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Dan Patrick.
Season's greetings from all of us at the Dan Patrick Show.
Only the best people work on holidays.
Dan and the Danettes are off.
This is what we do for the holidays.
But the Dan Patrick Show continues straight on into 2020.
Who here has their house decorated?
Yeah, we got all kinds of special things that we have like around the door. And
can you bring in a picture?
Snowflakes. Yeah, I can take a picture.
Yeah, he brings in a company to decorate his house for Christmas.
I think I'm less lazy, more just I just know my limitations and I can't.
Hang something up and another man can.
That's correct.
But the playoffs are approaching, and college bowl season is here. From the Mercedes-Benz Studios in Los Angeles, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Hello and welcome, America. What a Friday in sports news. Holy cow. 6 a.m. out here on the West Coast. I'm with Rob Parker. We had this incredible show planned and some big sports news hit, Rob.
Yes.
Just before we get on, it is the Dan Patrick Show, ladies and gentlemen. Again, he's Rob Parker. I'm Jason McIntyre. We had this incredible stuff planned. Rob texting me about how the Lakers are frauds.
What do you mean, like?
And I walk in the studio, and Rob Parker,
This Antonio Brown news is a shocker.
It's good. It's good news for Antonio Brown and for the National Football League.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the best receivers who's ever caught a football.
Stop it.
No.
Just
and
stop.
You know what? I give the Saints credit. They're looking for help. They're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Chemistry. Who cares?
Why not?
What
Why
is
not?
Chemistry? Forget about it. Let's bring in this. Oh, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there. Let's bring in this thug moron, Antonio Brown.
Dude,
last week, he's putting out rock videos.
Dude, stop with the
Rob
moron.
Parker. Hey, he's a quitter.
Like him,
he
stop.
Is a quitter. Antonio Brown, a year ago, quit on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Walked out of practice in the middle of Week 17. No-showed for the game.
But
complete
is,
no-show just because he wasn't voted the MVP by his teammates.
This is how bad you are, is that you took that personally, right? But it's funny because the Raiders didn't take it personally because they signed him to a new deal. The Patriots didn't take it personally because they picked him up after everything that went on with the Raiders. And I'm not surprised. The National Football League is filled with guys who have done bad stuff and have been given second, third, fourth chances. You know why? Because it's a unique situation for guys who can play in that league at a high level. Everybody's looking for an advantage. I'll tell you this. If the Patriots could get him back to start the playoffs, they would. That's how good he is, and the Saints are no different. If he still hasn't been suspended by the league, there's no reason why the Saints can't take a look and say, this guy can help us get to where we want, which is another Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, yeah, no doubt about it. You have no idea when you bring this guy into a locker room. Antonio Brown is so toxic, he quit on the Steelers. Then the Raiders give him a chance. And how soon did they regret that? He quits on the Raiders. He was out there
in his backyard. And the Patriots picked him up in how long?
Hold on.
How long did it take?
Hold on. And what happened with the Patriots? They had to dump him because he lied to them.
How long did it take, though, for them to pick him
up? They picked him up because they were desperate at receiver. And what happened? They go in, and within seconds, Antonio Brown's lying to Kraft, and they got to dump him. Antonio Brown is not what you want on your locker room. He is not what the Saints need. This is a team that's trying to get back to a Super Bowl. They were inches away last year. I'm aware Michael Thomas is the best receiver in the league right now. Okay, can't guard Mike. We know nobody can check him. And if you line up Antonio Brown on the other side, boy, that is lights out. That is an incredible
offense.
Except what's going to happen when Antonio Brown, and I don't want to use this, maybe it's too early for this analogy, I'll save it, but I'm telling you, this guy, he's a model citizen for about 8 minutes, and then it's back to being a knucklehead.
Are you putting together a boys' choir or a football team? Stop it.
Yeah, chemistry. Who cares about chemistry?
And
you got
you know
me hot
what?
And bothered
he's,
early.
He's not.
Taking the jacket off.
He's cleared. He has to be. That if someone wants to sign him, all right, that I guess the Saints is like, let's kick the tires. Let's see if he's okay, if we can utilize the guy's talent. So I'm not surprised that they're looking at him.
Yeah,
I'm not.
You mentioned second, third, fourth chances, and I'm all for that too, okay? How many second, third, fourth chances do you want with Antonio Brown lawsuits? Go read the story that came out about 6 months ago about Antonio Brown and many of his baby mamas and all the drama and the issues. Do you want that in your locker room, Rob Parker?
Yes, because there's guys all over the league. We've seen guys who were convicted of beating up women, children. They're still playing. They're still playing. Stop it. This selective. You're going to pick out one guy in a league where there's other guys
who are picking on him.
Yes, you are. There are other guys. You're not the same with other guys who have done even worse stuff.
Listen, I'm all for giving people second and third chances.
I have no problem with
this. I have no doubt about it.
The idea is to win. If the guy's not in prison or on the commissioner's list where he's ineligible to play and he's a football player, then he deserves an opportunity. If he's done something wrong, Jason, then the league should be on the exempt list, right? That he shouldn't be allowed to be signed.
Again,
that's not the case.
Technically, you're right. Yes, you can bring him in. He is not ineligible to play in the NFL right now. Yes, that is technically true. But do you want the baggage?
Yes.
Do you want the nut job? Go listen.
Yes, because I'm trying to win a Super Bowl if I'm
really?
The Saints. Yes.
And what's going to happen when Antonio Brown doesn't get a pass thrown his way for a quarter and the Saints are down 10-3? Is he going to start chirping? Are you waiting? Are you waiting for one of these rock star vibes? Hold on. How about this hashtag from Antonio Brown 8 days ago? Rock star vibes coming.
No white women 2020. What is that about? What are we doing here? That's the kind of guy you want to bring? That's just a snapshot.
Is that criminal?
No.
I'm asking you.
Rob, can you imagine?
They call the NFL racist, too. So what's the...
Here's Antonio Brown. This is the mindset that you're bringing in. When my mama said, I ain't got no friends, I should have listened. I walk out of G5 right to the G5. Like, what are we doing? Does he care about football or does he want to be a rock star?
Jason, he's a football player, and sometimes when you have guys who are so talented, they have other issues, they have things. Everybody's not perfect.
No, of course not.
Everybody's not perfect. Everybody's not going to play the same way or be Tom Brady in the world. That's just not how it works.
I understand.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that.
But why does it have to be one or the other? Like, total knucklehead quitter or a choir boy? Why can't there be in the middle? And Antonio Brown definitely veers toward man. This guy's got some baggage.
All I'm going to tell you is the stuff you're talking about to me does not exceed what I've seen other people in the NFL get away with and still have a job in the league, because there's so many people with a unique skill set. There are guys all around, laying around, that teams could pick up. That's why guys like that always going to be viable, as long as he can play, will be viable.
There is no doubt in my mind.
The same way Marshawn Lynch just went back to Seattle. Is there no other running back in this country of 330 million people that they can pick up?
Marshawn Lynch is probably a Hall of Famer. Right?
I know, but he hasn't played in 18 months or whatever it is. My point is, there aren't that many people laying around with those kind of skills. That's why he's viable.
So we do have other big news to report, and we will get back to Antonio Brown in about 30 seconds. Dan Quinn is coming back to the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons start 1-7. They win a bunch of irrelevant games. They're bringing back Dan Quinn. Do you want to quickly pivot to Dan Quinn for a sec or stay on Antonio Brown and I continue to beat you up like I've been
doing? You're not beating me up at all.
Rob, I feel bad. Here's another great tweet.
We'll
Antonio
talk about
Brown.
That later.
And again, I don't value Twitter that much, but this is the mindset of what Antonio Brown is.
Because it works for your narrative, now you're going to retweet.
Here's Antonio Brown, December 18th. If I beat my kid with a belt, it better be a Louis belt. I got beat with some cheap belts. Cheap. Shaking my head. Cheapscapes. Well, what are we doing here? This guy has some legit mental issues. Antonio Brown has to work through a lot of stuff, Rob. Okay? I mean, you could read all the text messages, go to the stories. Antonio Brown is a bit of a loose cannon. Yes, you get him inside the hash marks, man, he's going to kill it. But what happens when he goes home at night? Are you going to have to lose sleep? Is Sean Payton going to have to lose sleep that my phone rings at 2 in the morning? Oh, man, this is about Antonio Brown, isn't it? Listen, we both are at FS1, okay? We are in the building. Coaches come through. GMs come through. And we pick their brains, Rob. And the number one thing, unfailingly, I hear from every coach, GM, even the players, man, we don't want no distractions. And when Sean Payton gets a text or his phone rings at 2 in the morning, okay, you know it ain't about Michael Thomas. It's not about Drew Brees or Kamara. It's probably about Antonio Brown, and that's not what these guys need.
Do you remember the Saints? Do you remember that Sean Payton got suspended for a year? Do you remember that? For Bounty Gate?
Yes, Bounty Gate.
Okay, he got it. He came back to his job, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember Greg Williams, Bounty Gate?
Bounty Gate, I remember Greg Williams. Yeah.
Okay, my point is that there are people all over the league who have had their own issues, maybe not as dramatic as Antonio Brown. The league is filled with second chances.
Second and third and fourth, I agree. I love giving people second chances.
And his talent is worth it. That's why the Patriots snapped him up in 15 minutes after all the drama that we saw unfold with Oakland, right? After everything, they still picked him up in 15 minutes. You know why? Because they believed he could help them. They're dying to get a receiver. I'm telling you, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick would take Antonio Brown. When they see the news today, they'll be like, damn, I can't believe it.
Let me.
Because that team, if you had Antonio Brown and he plays right for four games, could win a Super Bowl. That's all they care about in New Orleans. And
that's all anybody cares about.
Well,
so, Rob,
that's the reason why.
Okay, you got about 12 teams in the mix for the Super Bowl, right? Every playoff team. We'll throw the Cowboys in there if you want. The Philadelphia Eagles are down to guys they're pulling off the street. They are pulling guys out of nativity scenes at churches in the holiday to play wide receiver right now. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow, you went there.
Why didn't they call Antonio Brown?
You don't know what they did. Well,
the Tennessee Titans have receiver issues.
But I'll give you this.
Up and down the list, the Kansas City Chiefs have had injuries. Why didn't they? Nobody wants this toxic punk Antonio Brown.
Well,
you don't
you
want
say,
him in the locker room.
You say nobody does, but he's in New Orleans today.
Everybody else had a shot. Now, New Orleans.
But you're saying nobody wants him. He's in New Orleans today.
Let me
be honest. You did not think he'd be playing this year. Am I right?
Correct.
All right. Yeah. And I thought there was always a possibility because he's that talented. You take him, Antonio Brown, put him with the Packers now. They don't have any receivers.
So why didn't they call him?
No, but I'm just
saying. Why didn't they call him?
But everybody's not going to do it. But there's going to be someone. There's going to be somebody who's going to take a chance.
Okay.
And New Orleans saying, and you would say New Orleans doesn't need him. They got the best receiver in football.
Correct.
Right?
Okay.
And you add him to the mix now what? You just said it.
Certainly.
Now, you don't think that makes them the favorites?
So you said why New Orleans? Why would New Orleans take a chance out of everybody? Let me just remind you. So 2 weeks ago, there's a guy on the New York Giants, a cornerback, their best player. His name is Janoris Jenkins.
Yes.
Did you read what happened to him?
Sure.
So he went on Twitter and some fan was saying he stinks and he called the fan. I'll just say it.
The R word. Don't fan, say it. Don't say
well,
it.
Some people might not know. Not racist.
No. But they don't like you to say it. That's why I'm saying it.
It's a word about mentally handicapped people. It's not an appropriate word. Okay. So then the media asked him about it and he was like standoffish with the media. The New York Giants cut Janoris Jenkins. Guess who picked him up a week later?
I know.
The New Orleans Saints. Now, let me ask you this. The New Orleans Saints are picking up this guy, Janoris Jenkins, very talented, but, like, again, a bit of a knucklehead. You love second chances. Would you have picked up Janoris Jenkins 3 days after he called some fan the R word and then just stayed when the media asked him about it? He's like, no. That's what we joke around with our friends. And
Well, the whole thing is, what did he say when he interviewed with the Saints? Was he remorseful then? Did he really realize the scope of it? Did he have a come to Jesus because he got released? You don't know. Sometimes people don't even realize where they are. And he might have stood by principle then. Okay. But then after he got released and his livelihood was at stake, maybe he came to his senses and apologized and realized he made a mistake.
So not a public apology, just a private one.
I'm just saying.
Desperate guy wants to stay in the league, go to a Super Bowl.
Enough for the Saints to acknowledge it and to go and feel like it wasn't going to hurt their fan base or what they're about.
Now,
all I'm saying is, there are plenty of guys around the league. This is not shocking to me at all. The day that Antonio Brown can't play, nobody will be interested in him. As long as he's one of the greatest receivers we've ever seen in the National Football League, and he still can play. We saw when he had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll with the Patriots how good he was, right? Didn't you see that?
He jumped
on the field right away.
Against the Miami Dolphins.
I don't care.
Against some, like, other dregs in the league.
But he was still catching touchdowns and catching balls is my point. And he still can play. Everybody knows he's a talent. So you know what? Bravo to the Saints to even look into it. It doesn't mean it's not a done deal or signed deal, but I don't have an issue of them looking at him.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What adds up? Well, first of all, what did you think was worse? Signing Jenkins after what he did or this Antonio Brown workout?
Neither one. I just don't think those are the end of the world. There's guys who are convicted of beating women who are in the league.
Are there?
Yeah.
I don't want to press you to name them. But anyways.
Did not Greg Hardy sign with – he's not in the league
now. He's not in the league.
But did he get a job after that?
He got a look with the Cowboys, I think.
No, he played for the Cowboys.
Played with the Cowboys. Got like 2 or 3 weeks, right?
He played, though, was my point, and he was convicted in the court of law. That's all I'm saying is that there are guys.
So where do you draw the line on Antonio Brown? So all these lawsuits. So let me just remind you of another one.
You know what?
Here's a lawsuit because I've hammered Antonio Brown.
Civil lawsuits don't bother me.
We did.
Anybody could follow.
We did Undisputed back in August. You and I and Greg Jennings. And man, I slaughtered the Raiders. Sorry, Danny G. I know they're your team. I hammered the Raiders. I hammered Antonio Brown. Man, people were coming after me for weeks. I'm like, what? What's the deal with Antonio Brown? So then I went after him on my radio show on Saturday. And this is the one lawsuit that really ticked people off. In October 2018, Antonio Brown's in Miami, and police were called when Antonio Brown was throwing stuff off his balcony chairs at his baby mama, okay? He was throwing lawsuits. Now, again, no arrest, okay? But a lawsuit was filed. Then in February 2019, this calendar year, police were called when another one of Antonio Brown's baby mamas dropped off a kid for visitation and allegedly Brown pushed the woman when she wouldn't get out of the doorway. Police were called, no lawsuit. So, again, there's not any incident that's like, oh, my gosh, you cannot play this guy. He didn't kill anybody. But at what point does this ticking time bomb go off, Rob? Because that's what he is.
You know what? When he can't play anymore is when people won't mess with him. That's just the nature of this business. It's such a unique business. Most people can't play this game. So that's why these guys get second, third, fourth chances. It's just the nature of the sport. And I know what you're saying. If this was a law firm or something else, if I get rid of you, there's another 40 guys waiting out here with the same qualifications. That's not the case. He's a unique talent. He's a cut above most of the guys catching footballs in the NFL. That's why he continues to get opportunity. There's no way. After the scene that went on with the Oakland Raiders, everybody thought, that's it. He's out of the NFL. And 15 minutes later, the Patriots have a deal signed.
Well, the Patriots are the team you love to bag on. You love shredding Kraft and Brady.
You know what they do?
What did they do? They cut Antonio Brown. No, why?
They also...
He lied to them.
Aaron Hernandez was picked up by the Patriots, where he was on teams do not draft list because of his gang ties.
So the Patriots danced with fire with him.
Yes,
Aaron Hernandez got burned.
They do it all the time.
They learn their lesson. Be careful. So what happened with Antonio Brown? The domestic violence stuff, and boom, they're done. I can't deal with this guy. And now the New Orleans Saints are dancing with fire?
The New Orleans Saints are trying to win a Super Bowl. That's all I'll tell
Will,
you.
Does Antonio Brown make the New Orleans Saints the team to beat in the NFC?
Yes.
Oh, get the hell out of here,
I think that they'll have an offense
crazy?
With Drew Brees, and I think they'll be a hard out.
You know, it's
they'll
funny.
Be a hard out.
The Browns signed or traded for Odell Beckham, and that was supposed to put them over the top.
According to who?
According to everybody.
I didn't pick
them. I didn't.
I didn't have them make
but
the playoffs.
But a lot of people
did you
had
them in the playoffs?
No, heck no.
All right, then. So you didn't think that. I didn't think it either.
The idea that wide receivers
this is a good team already. The Saints
the
are a good team already. All I'm saying to you is you got, all right, Antonio Brown, so you're going to double up your, you're going to double up.
I'm not double Antonio Brown.
Not Antonio.
Michael Thomas, yeah.
You're going to double him. Okay, he's open now.
Let's throw it to him.
Okay.
And
I'm
then
just,
guess what?
I'm
he's going to go
you.
Celebrate with probably some, I shouldn't even say that. Anyways, listen, we're one break in. It's getting a little heated here. The sweatshirt's coming off.
You already know. I'm ready for you.
I'm really worked up because, you know, Rob Parker and I disagree on so much. So coming up next, we talk a little Dan Quinn, or you want to go round two with Antonio Brown?
No, let's go to round two.
Yeah, I don't want to get the first round knockout on you. I don't want to take you down that
please.
Road. But
I got plenty left for
New
you.
New Orleans Saints.
You a Laker homer. I'll get you straight on that.
It feels like a desperate move. Coming up next, Dan Quinn, Antonio Brown, and Rob Parker thinks LeBron and the Lakers are frauds. I mean, Rob's losing his mind, and it's early on a Friday morning. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
If you purchase supplies for a business, you know it's nearly impossible to find everything you need in one place. And that's why there's Zorro.com, where the number one goal is to make your life easier. Zorro.com, that's Zorro.com, is where you'll find everything you need for your businesses of any size and almost any industry. Zorro.com has tools and equipment, safety and office supplies, cleaning supplies, and more. Zorro has tons of stuff for industries like electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. You'll find brands you know and trust like Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider, and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Zorro.com offers amazing customer service from real people based in the United States. You'll also enjoy fast, free shipping of orders of $50 or more. Even if you don't have a business to shop for, you can still find lots of great items at Zorro.com. Visit Zorro.com/Dan to sign up for a Zmail and get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com/Dan. Sign up for the Zmail and get 15% off your first order.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat-worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Walking down the street. Back here on the Dan Patrick Show, he's the indefatigable Rob Parker. I am just Jason Mack.
That's that right?
Just J Mack.
You just called me a name. What is that?
It's a
I
nice
don't know.
Word. Hey,
that?
So a guy just walked in the studio who, Iowa Sam, he's our Big Ten correspondent.
Yes.
And he was like, man, you guys are fired up. Getting after it early here on a Friday on the Dan Patrick Show, in for Dan. And the Danettes.
I don't know. We're just passionate about
sports. Yeah, Rob Parker and I, anytime we get together, it's just
a clash.
It's just a bag of fun. Unlike Antonio Brown. In sports, a top-notch organization has it all, like a great front office and incredible personnel. It's no different when it comes to buying or selling a car. You need to have an MVP at every level. Visit True Car when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car. Visit True Car. All right, Rob, so we've been looking into this Antonio Brown news. Big news in the NFL. First of all, the Falcons are retaining Dan Quinn. We'll get to that eventually. I don't have a major problem with it.
I do.
Oh, yes, Rob, Mr. Second Chances Parker. Mr. Hey, second, third, fourth chances. Let's fire Dan Quinn after a bad season.
This is just about the Falcons, their organization. And that's why they'll never win anything. But we'll talk about that in hour number two.
Yes,
we will. But
by the way, so yeah, just to be clear, Rob Parker loves second, third, fourth chances, but Dan Quinn, yeah. So Antonio Brown, he's not signed with the Saints. He worked out with them, right?
Well, wait a minute. Gavin had a tweet.
Our
producer, Gavin.
Yeah. So Ian Rapoport tweeted out a reminder that even though Antonio Brown is working out with the Saints, the NFL has made it clear that if someone signs Antonio Brown, he's likely headed to the commissioner's exempt list until his investigation is complete. That investigation he's talking about is regarding the trainer that alleged him of sexual
Something doesn't make any sense because if you're the Saints, why would you do this now, even if you're interested in for
well,
next year?
Well, you got
year?
To buy next week, probably.
No,
right?
But I'm just saying, if they're saying after the investigation, this investigation has been going on for months. So I'm saying, if you're telling me he can't play, if I'm the Saints, I don't bring him in today. Why would I even put that out there with the playoffs looming if he can't join me and play on our team?
Okay, so if they win this week, they will get a bye. So you're looking at 2 weeks of working Antonio Brown or the offense. The league will have, what, 2 weeks for Antonio Brown to
be cleared? But I'm saying they haven't done it yet. Or they have to have a feeling.
Or,
if you're the Saints, that this is coming to an end, or there's a chance he could play. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
otherwise it doesn't make sense to bring him into the mix if he's not going to be able to play this year.
So here's the interesting thing with
NFL. You've got to feel like he's going to be cleared. Yeah, there's got to be a reason.
With NFL reporting, it's less about stuff leaking out as opposed to teams getting it out there with the intent of making the move happen. So I'm guessing this Antonio Brown Saints stuff has been going on for a few days. The NFL's aware of it, and this was probably to let everybody know, hey, NFL, stop dragging your feet. We need an Antonio Brown. So now the league has to come in with a decision on their investigation. What are they investigating? I'm glad you asked. There was a Sports Illustrated story on September 19th that said Antonio Brown sent this woman that you mentioned a threatening text message. So it was Antonio Brown texting this woman, but Brown included three or four other people on the text. Didn't say their names because, you know, she doesn't have their numbers. And Antonio Brown, this guy that Rob Parker wants to bring in the locker room, sent this woman a text.
You mean the talented receiver who can help you win a Super Bowl?
With a photo of her and her kids with a bunch of randoms on the text. And it was perceived as threatening. He's trying to intimidate this woman to drop her lawsuit by saying, hey, look, I'm going to send a photo of you and your kids to these people who you don't know. Would you not be a little freaked out, Rob Parker? Do you have kids?
I don't have kids, okay. but I get it. I mean, I get that he's done some stuff that you wish he wouldn't, and he would stop doing the dumb stuff, but he's a talented player, and there's always going to be a job or an opportunity for him as long as he's good. It doesn't mean that I have to agree with it. I've seen a lot of guys do stuff, and get jobs or stay in the league. Okay. That's all I'm saying. All right,
fine. Where do you draw the line, Rob? This obviously is Antonio Brown. Multiple lawsuits, no big deal. No. Quitting on your team, no big deal.
No, where I draw the line is when a guy has done something where he can't play and he's in handcuffs or he's in jail, then I guess he can't play in the league. Other than that, we're
drawing the line at jail.
At jail.
He's not available. Your daughter's dating a guy who's been busted a ton, but he hasn't gone to jail yet. Hey, man, that's cool. You're not in jail, so
he's not available. I'm just saying. That's what the league is about. I'm not saying everybody in the league is a criminal, because there are a lot of great guys in the NFL who have done nothing wrong. But I'm just saying, of these leagues, the NFL, because how hard it is to play that game and how limited it is for these teams to get talented players, this is why this stuff happens. I just don't know
if his talent is worth the headache. And you're willing to say, hey, I'm always taking on these guys. It's not a big deal. I don't care. I'm willing to risk it. You're this close to a Super Bowl.
I'm asking you, I brought up the Aaron Hernandez thing. I heard Tony Dungy say Aaron Hernandez was on our do not draft list.
Well, of course, that came after the fact.
Tony talked about it when he was with the Colts, that they already had done their due diligence and research. And the Patriots stood up and said, oh, we got duped. They didn't get duped. They took a chance because he was a talented football player.
Okay, but you just said that. They took a chance, Rob.
That's what I'm saying.
The Saints are taking a chance here.
What if they get duped? Okay, but
the Patriots feel they got duped.
What if they win a Super Bowl? Say he's available, he's able to play, and they win a Super Bowl. Can you imagine the look if Antonio Brown is the guy who catches the game-winning Super Bowl touchdown in the Super Bowl for the Saints?
And can you imagine if Antonio Brown gets arrested or gets another lawsuit or other negative stuff comes out and you got to cut him? I got it. You got both sides.
I get it. You take a chance. Without risk, there's no reward. They might get the reward. All right? People take chances and risk all the time.
I'm all for risk. I took a major risk. I quit my job in New York City to start a website.
That's right.
About 15 years ago.
And people thought you were Meshuggah. They thought you were crazy.
The girl I had just started dating, we got married. We're still married. She told her parents, he's quitting his job to start a website.
And they were like, what kind of guy did you marry? What kind of guy did you marry? Oh, my God. Yeah. He's not going to be able to pay the rent.
And I couldn't for 2 months. Right. I was making, peanuts. And then it worked out really well.
It worked out well for you, but you took a risk.
I took a risk. I would say Antonio Brown, given his history.
I
hadn't quit my job five times or four times to try all this wacky stuff, and I all whiffed. Antonio Brown quit on the Steelers. I don't understand. Rob, that would be like if I was so upset with you during this segment, I just walked out of the studio. I said, peace. Texted the big guy. Hey, I can't deal with Rob. And I'm gone. And you're just hung out to dry by yourself for the next 2 hours. You would be like, what a quitter. That's what Antonio Brown did to the Steelers in week 17 last year.
And it didn't stop the Raiders from signing him to a big contract, if you remember. And it didn't stop the Patriots. And it's not stopping New Orleans. My only point to you is I understand what you're saying, but that's not the reality of finding quality football players, talented guys who are some of the best. His years that he had with Pittsburgh are some of the best years a wide receiver has ever had in the NFL.
What have you done for me lately?
I'm telling you.
You love to say that. It was a song by Jody Watney, right?
No.
Paul Abdul.
No.
What have you done for me lately?
It's Janet Jackson.
Oh, Janet Jackson.
Come on, man.
Ah, damn it. That's embarrassing.
That is.
I'm getting laughed at in studio. Somebody told you it was Janet Jackson.
No, they didn't. I know Janet Jackson.
Can we clip that out the podcast so I'm not embarrassed tomorrow?
No, leave that in the podcast.
Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation. Was that that album? Rhythm Nation, right? 18, Rhythm Nation, whatever it was. Antonio Brown, what have you done for me lately? You did a rock video last week, shirtless, with a bunch of women in bikinis.
Shirtless? What do you care about?
Has he been working out or has he been working on his guitar riffs?
He's recording a new album.
He's recording a new album, according to our music correspondent / producer, Gavin.
Very nice. When is it going to drop? That's all I care about.
It's going to drop around Coachella.
How about that hashtag, no white women 2020? What's that about?
Dude,
is he swearing off white women? Is that what Antonio Brown's doing?
You got guys who have done worse. solicitation of prostitution. You got guys.
Wait, who did that?
I'm just saying. There's all kinds of.
Oh, the guy at the Super Bowl. Right. You just want to bring up Bob Kraft and the Patriots and take shots at them. I can't wait till we start talking LeBron. I don't know. There's probably a little more meat on this Antonio Brown bone.
So while the NFL's investigating Bob Kraft, should he not be owner? Right, he shouldn't be owner until they invest.
He's not materially impacting games.
No, but shouldn't they invest it? Shouldn't he not? He should be on the sidelines until investigation is finished.
I got to plead ignorance here. I don't know the status of that case with Rob Kraft. Do we? Can we get somebody to look that up?
I'm just asking. That's all.
And was it solidus? I thought they tried to get him on like child trafficking or something because that's where he was. That was like the buzzword they were using.
Human trafficking.
Human trafficking.
All right. My point is. The NFL's filled with people who get second, third, fourth chances. And Antonio Brown, the whole idea of it, I understand where the Saints are going. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. If they now go into the playoffs and anybody decides that they're going to blanket their all-world best receiver in football.
No team can even stop Thomas. They're supposed to be doubling him, and they can't check
him. Right, I got it. But now they'll really have a problem if they just put Antonio Brown on the field. Would you agree with that?
They'll probably have a problem. I just don't understand. The Philadelphia Eagles are beyond desperate at receiver, and they wouldn't touch Antonio Brown with a 10-foot pole. I mean, the Eagles have nobody. They're trotting out Greg Ward Jr., a converted quarterback from college. He's playing receiver. They got guys I've never heard of. I just don't understand why nobody else would touch Antonio Brown. Oh, wait, Rob Parker. It's because he's a bum. He's a quitter, and nobody wants to deal with his garbage. Take that.
You can say all you want, but you're sitting here, and you got your panties in a bunch for one reason, because you didn't think you'd see him again, and you thought that he would disappear and go away. Go away. Everybody did that. I'll never forget all of the people in the Texas and everything after Oakland released him. He's done. He'll never play in the NFL anymore.
He's only 31.
Nobody wants him. You remember that? Everybody went crazy sending out all these texts. And then 15 minutes later, the Patriots have reached a deal. What? Oh, my God. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Oh, my, they're going to win another Super Bowl. That was the first thing people started talking about. They went crazy. The Patriots don't care. You know what they want? They want players.
Hey, can I read the details from this players. Antonio Brown lawsuit?
Can you stop with the lawsuit?
Gavin,
it's an old
his news. Former come trainer. On, do you want to read? Do you want? Can I read this stuff? It's very graphic.
Come on. No. What is that really where we're going?
I mean, listen. I need you to understand what kind of guy you're dealing with.
I already know what he can catch the football.
Yeah, but
if he's not in handcuffs,
Aaron
he can catch
Hernandez
the football.
Was a hell of a tight end. Like at some point. Like,
yeah, where do you draw? I want to know where Rob Parker draws the line.
I told you, if a guy's in handcuffs,
how come Dez Bryant hasn't been signed?
They don't think he can play anymore. There's a big difference. Dez Bryant didn't do anything wrong. What did he do? They don't believe he could play.
He's a knucklehead.
They don't. But they
talented, but a knucklehead.
But what was he involved in?
He wasn't. That's the thing. He doesn't have half the garbage of Antonio Brown. He doesn't have a third of it, and nobody signed him.
Was Michael Irvin involved in stuff when he was playing for the Cowboys?
I mean, I think
with the law?
There was some incidents.
Not only did he win Super Bowls for the Cowboys and Jerry Jones stuck by him, he's in the Hall of Fame. Think about it.
So, if you produce
Michael Irvin,
Aaron Hernandez was producing.
You know what? You see this? There's Michael Irvin's rap sheet.
You got it?
All these guys got rap sheets. I got it.
Aaron Hernandez, rap sheet. He produced.
Yes.
So you would have been cool with Aaron Hernandez. If Tony Dungy said he was on our no-draft list, you would have still said, Antonio and Aaron Hernandez, let's give him a chance. We need to give him a chance. Because that's what it sounds like, Rob.
But there are people in life who have jobs and in situations who have had things that they've done in their past.
Correct.
Okay? That's why people like that are more apt to it. When Kareem Hunt... What happened? The Browns were like, oh, okay, even though they saw the video.
Would you have touched Kareem Hunt?
Maybe personally, maybe not, because I saw the video. I saw him kick a woman.
No on Kareem Hunt, but yes on Antonio Brown?
I'm telling you, I said.
One incident in Kareem Hunt, the low point in his life, probably.
Well, but my point.
And you would have said no?
I said probably. At the time, I probably wouldn't have done it as soon as the Browns did it. I would have let some time pass. Take a look at where his head is, what's going on in his life. That's all I'm saying.
Ray Rice?
No, Ray Rice, no. Not at that point. And Ray Rice didn't get another opportunity because
he did not.
You
no
know why?
Second chance for
you
Ray
know
Rice.
Why? People didn't think he could play anymore. His numbers were already going down.
So Antonio Brown can play, so he'll have second, third, fourth, fifth chances.
Absolutely.
Other guys, no such luck. All right, Ron Parker. Well, that puts a bow on 40 minutes of heated Antonio Brown content. I don't know. It's okay. We disagree here. I don't want him near my locker room. The Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Mercedes AMG Driving Performance. Coming up next. Oh, yeah, folks. I know Los Angeles is heated. The city is divided. No, it's not. It's a Laker town. And Rob Parker is calling LeBron a fraud. LeBron, don't worry, dog. I'm going to defend you. Lakers, LeBron, still the best team in the NBA. We'll talk about that next year on The Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
Napa Know-How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Back on the Dan Patrick Show, he's Rob Parker. I am Jason McIntyre. Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Mercedes AMG Driving Performance. Boy, Rob, I go on social media during the break, a mistake as usual, and man, people are fired up about us being fired up about Antonio Brown.
Really? What are they saying?
I don't want to go in on anybody, but let's just say that it's divided out there. The streets are divided on Antonio Brown. It's a polarizing topic. Perfect for what we do, right?
No.
Radio, TV, you want to be love or hate. I don't want you saying, oh, yeah, that guy Jason McIntyre, he's all right. He's a nice guy. I want you saying, man, I can't stand that dog.
Exactly.
Or I will ride or die for J-Mac.
No doubt.
Because he's
about
always
it.
Right about everything.
No, he's not. but you do. You'd rather have. You got to take opinions. We have opinions, and you make a case, I make a case, and that's what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be we're all in agreement and there's no debate. What are we going to do? We got 3 hours to kill.
Yeah. So what'd you do on Christmas Day? You watch any NBA?
Yeah, I watched all NBA.
Oh, you watched all NBA.
I watched NBA. I did work. But
I haven't talked to you since the Lakers choked away the game in the fourth quarter. I'm just curious. Who's the best team in the NBA?
Are we talking about that now? I thought we were going
to. You want to do LeBron or no?
Yeah, but I thought we were going to do that in the next hour.
All right, fine. We'll do Falcons. We can do Falcons.
Let's
you want to hold off?
Yeah, hold off.
He's nervous about my LeBron take.
No, the top of the hour, we got all LeBron and the Lakers and Clippers.
Okay.
Okay, because I know you're a Laker homer.
I'm
we'll
not
get
a
there.
Laker homer.
All right, we'll get there. But let's talk about what the.
You want to do Dan Quinn to the Falcons?
Yeah, let's do that.
So he's been with them. I looked up his record, Dan Quinn. Up and down. They went to a Super Bowl. They upped 28-3 on Rob Parker's Patriots.
Choked the Super Bowl down.
You could say that.
No, that's one of the worst Super Bowls ever.
Yeah, up 28-3 and you blow it pretty bad.
28-3 in the third. Let me tell you something. All you got to do if you go and watch that game, one thing and one thing only. There's a big third down play, Julio, in the fourth quarter. Julio Jones makes an unbelievable catch on the sidelines. You remember this? It's first and 10 at the 22.
Okay.
They're already in field goal position at the 22.
Was it a penalty?
No, first and 10 at the 22.
Okay.
Or you could kneel down three times in a row, kick a field goal, you're up by 11.
You would never
Tom
do that.
I'm just saying, if you didn't want a chance, if Tom Brady couldn't beat you, you'd be up by 11. What don't you do when you're in that situation? You don't want to get...
Take a sack.
Sack.
Turnover.
And you don't want to have penalty there.
Yeah.
What they do?
Penalty.
Sack and a holding penalty.
Yeah.
Takes you out of field goal range, so now you're only up by 8. Tom Brady marches down. They tie the game. They get a touchdown and a two-point conversion. That's my point, is that you were already in field goal range. Mm-hmm. To throw the football with a couple of minutes left in the Super Bowl, up 8 with the ball, makes no sense.
So Dan Quinn this year started 1-7 in Atlanta. It was pretty clear they were toast. Team did have some injuries, but Matt Ryan was upright.
It's called the NFL. Everybody has injuries.
Julio Jones has been fine. Devontae Freeman can't stay healthy since they gave him that contract. But Falcons get hot. They beat the Saints. One of the shocking results of the year, right? They go to New Orleans and thump the Saints 26-9. And then 2 weeks ago, they beat the 49ers. So they beat two good playoff teams. They beat the 49ers on the last play to Julio. And now Dan Quinn is going to be retained by the Atlanta Falcons. Parker, I seem to feel like you don't like this move.
Not at all. This is when you start to win games after the season is over, and with 1-7, the season is over. I don't buy into it. I really don't. All the pressure's off. Teams don't take you seriously, right? So you go into New Orleans and they're like, oh, the Falcons are horrible or whatever, and guys take it for granted. It happens. We see it happen all the time. And, okay, they beat the 49ers as well. My point is, this is why the Atlanta Falcons are bad. This is why they won't win a Super Bowl. This is why they choked down one of the worst Super Bowls. And this is why Atlanta is one of the worst sports towns in America. They don't get it right. The time is to part company and to start all over and do something different. Man, this team, 1-7 to start, and you start winning after the season's over. Do you value when you win games or not?
Everybody wants to fire the coach because that's an easy fix.
He hasn't been there for a year or two. He's been there for years.
5 years, I think. Here's the problem. Who are you going to get as a coach that's better than a more proven entity than Dan Quinn? Now, before you say this, it's not like the Falcons are rebuilding, okay? They got a MVP at quarterback. Julio Jones is still a top three receiver in the league. Calvin Ridley's very good. Freeman, when healthy, is good. The offensive line's young. The defense has had injuries.
Jim Caldwell, who...
Oh, get the hell out of here. Jim Caldwell, that's what you want?
He went to the Super Bowl with the Colts, did he not?
What year was that? Was that last millennium?
He went to the Super Bowl with the Colts when they lost. He was their coach. He went to Detroit and went to the playoffs 2 out of the last 3 years before they fired him. They ran him out of Detroit, and he made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years.
How many playoff wins? You love wins. How many playoff wins for Jim Caldwell in Detroit? He ain't win one. 0-2. Lost to the Cowboys. Lost to the Seattle Seahawks. He went to the Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's guys, didn't he? Tony Dungy left, and then...
Did that stop John Gruden from getting a $100 million contract?
I would never have touched John Gruden. He's a fraud.
He won a Super Bowl. Did he not win a Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's guys?
He did.
All right, then.
So Jim Caldwell has not been a head coach since 2017.
That's only a couple years.
He had a winning record in Indy with...
Peyton Manning,
and then he had a winning record in Detroit, your hometown.
So he doesn't deserve a second opportunity.
Well, I mean, again, you're talking about a 65-year-old guy.
He's not old. You just asked me who. He's been and he's in Miami now, isn't he?
He's in Miami as a quarterback's coach. He led Ryan Fitzmagic and Josh Rosen to greatness this year, yes.
All I'm saying is you asked me for a guy's name. Here's a guy who's had nothing but success. He has a winning record in both places. He was a head coach. Go get Jim Caldwell.
Interesting. Wow. Fire Dan Quinn for Jim. Can a 65-year-old guy relate to young players right now?
65 is that's not even
65
old
is
nowadays.
A new 45,
that's right. It's not old.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a believer in compound interest. We've talked about this. The more you keep the continuity, you continue to build on knowledge.
I totally
disagree
with that.
I think the Falcons are a buy label next year. I like this team.
All right. I just don't buy into that. Sometimes you got to make changes. People are so afraid. Something's not working and you want to keep continuity. Oh, no. Just like Matt Patricia in Detroit.
You want to fire him?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Him and
all you
Bob
want to
Quinn.
Do is fire everybody.
Both of them should be gone in Detroit.
You just want to fire everybody.
No, I don't.
All right, Adam Gase, New York Jets,
fired. I would be a union umpire.
Jason Garrett
fired.
Freddie Kitchens
fired.
So
Are there even enough people to replace all these coaches?
I'm just saying, these guys.
You tripping.
It's about getting the job done. They can't
fire everybody. Fire them all. Coming up next here, we'll finally talk about LeBron. You can tell I'm itching to defend LeBron and King James from Rob Parker, the King hater. That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.